the Redwoods are.
Yeah. General Sherman.
It's General Sherman, but he's yes. a...
It's not a person. It is a tree.
What kind of tree is
it? It's a redwood.
That's right.
We went up to the Redwoods. We're at a sequoia.
Sequoia National Park.
Is where we went. Yeah. And that was... We met in October. And then only... Oh, no. I guess it would have been September. October, November. Sorry. November is when we went up there.
I thought that was still in October.
Was it before I asked you to be my GF?
I think so.
Yeah? Way before I asked you to be my fiance, huh?
Oh, way before.
Yeah.
But that's what reminds me of October with you.
Yeah.
It's going camping. That first camping trip.
Yeah.
At the Sequoia National Park.
And it was beautiful. It was fun. We had our crazy friend.
We went off-roading in his little hatchback.
I don't know. Yeah. Dude, I thought we were going to die for sure because that car was not equipped to handle any of those trails.
It didn't have four-wheel drive.
Yeah. And we were trying to find that campsite that was like all secluded so we could like be naked and stuff. At least I was trying to. It wasn't happening. Because even when we got there, remember, there was a bunch of people there. So then we turned around and we had to go all the way back.
But it was an amazing camping trip.
It was. It was. It was very cold, too.
It's a little cold, yeah. Yeah. It started raining.
Yeah. That was also when I learned that you're supposed to bring, like, food and, like, comfortable shit.
Firewood.
When you go camping. Firewood. Because before I met you, I would just bring, like, a can of beans and, like, a beer.
Cigarettes.
And cigarettes, yeah. I was like, all right, cool. I'm ready for camping for however many days. And that was it. But I'm so glad I met you. And October does remind me of that. And now it's October.
So we should go camping.
We should. Yeah. And I should ask you out again. I should ask you to be my girlfriend one more time.
Oh.
Alrighty. Do you want to start the show?
Yes.
All right. What is up, everybody? And welcome back to...
Our Naked Story podcast.
We are so happy to be back again. This is our second episode back since our 2 years off. We like kind of had a little retirement vacation, I guess you would call it. But I don't know.
We're just chilling.
We're just chilling. Chilling like villains on penicillin. Anyways, we got a doozy for you today. We have some fun topics and we are excited to announce what we have to announce. But first, here is some good shit. What is that note that the beep, 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 beep. It's like a piccolo?
I think it's a piccolo, yes.
Or is that one of those wooden like the thing is the fairies used to play where they like you have one actually. It's That's made it. Out of like bamboo and you like blow on the top of it and each bamboo stick. So it's like together and there's like individual like tiny bamboo mm-hmm. things and one's like bigger and small. They like get smaller.
Oh, I don't know what that instrument is called, but it does sound like a piccolo.
Oh. Yeah,
maybe or it is a small flute. I'm not sure.
We should ask the person who made it for us, huh?
You know what it reminds me of is that song, "Send Me on My Way, on My Way,
on Way, on Way." Yeah, send me on my way. Yeah, then you know what that song reminds me of?
What? It's
Matilda.
Oh,
yeah. Great movie. Anyways, how was your week? I missed you, and
you miss me, or you miss them?
No, I miss you. I miss you the most. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
I did.
Great. Also, just want to apologize to everybody. We're supposed to be announced or dropping all of our podcasts on Mondays, and we did not. So we will do our best to drop our podcast on Mondays.
We're sorry.
That's it. We're sorry. And that's it. Next topic. First of all, for everybody else, thank you for the people who reached out to us and DM'd us and talked to us and told us about events and everything like that. Oh, sorry. Nobody actually told us about any events, but people told us, hey, we're willing to tell you about events, which is good. That's a good step.
Yeah. I think everybody was excited that we brought that to attention and reached out and are excited to share events in their area with us.
Yeah. And it's gonna be cool because it's gonna be, it's gonna bring the nudist, or not even just the nudist, it's gonna bring people together to kind of more exemplify that, like that outreach program. That was just words. That's all that was. It was just words coming out of my mouth. It's bringing people together. We, most of our events obviously are in Southern California. Mm-hmm. So obviously we don't know what's going on in other states.
No.
But it's gonna be cool to get the community together and learn about other places, learn about places you probably even never even knew mm-hmm. had nudist stuff, you know?
Exactly.
So I'm very excited for that. I'm also excited again that it is October. And do you know what is in October except for our anniversary, which is October 29th, if anybody wants to send us some gifts. But besides that, do you know what else is in October?
Halloween.
Halloween is in October.
Yes.
You love Halloween.
I do.
And one of the things that I love about you is how much you love Halloween. And I love how beautiful our house is right now. All set up and decorated. And it's just incredible.
Very festive.
Very festive. And you are just... I was telling you earlier at Home Depot today, where it was like, I was like, because I'm not really a big
holiday person.
Holiday person. It's not that I hate holidays. It's just like, it's a bit much, you know, because you have to like get the boxes out and then you have to like take all the stuff out and then you have to like put it up and then you have to take the boxes out again and then you have to put the stuff away and you have to get the new boxes for the next. It's just, it's a whole thing, you know, and you know what it is? I think it's my parents. They scarred me because my parents were very similar to you. They had boxes and boxes. I'm talking a week event
mm-hmm.
of, for bringing, decorating. Of decorating. And then once that...
Well, you don't have a giant house like your parents, so...
Thank God. Yeah.
I have one tiny box of Halloween decorations. Whatever I said. Decorations.
Decorations.
Yeah. I haven't bought any new ones. Same ones for a few years now.
Yeah. How was it for you growing up? Because I know...
Oh, yeah. My mom's just like your parents.
She loves
boxes of boxes of boxes of Halloween decorations. It's pretty fun though. Like, it's fun to see somebody get into it and have a creative idea and execute it. And then you see the whole picture.
Yeah.
And it's wow. And it's cool because the neighbors would come by and love coming over and trick-or-treating and be like, your house is the best house on the block. And it just makes it more fun. You know, it's more fun when somebody gets into it and it's, you see that other people are into it and it brings you joy and it brings other people joy. Like, I don't know. That feeling is good.
Yeah.
That's what makes it more fun. Not the bullshit and like the stuff. Mm-hmm. It's the emotion and reaction.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. I love it. And I, we get a bunch of compliments from our, and people are like, Blake, your house is so awesome. I'm like, dude, it is nothing that I did. You know, I try to help as best I can. I try to lift the heavy shit.
You do.
But besides that, I don't, yeah, I just don't know about, I don't have like that creative stuff, you know, in me to be like, oh, this will go here, this. And like, if I was by myself mm-hmm. in this house and I had to decorate, I would just put out like 5 pumpkins and then like, I would just put like a couple holes.
Would they even be carved?
I don't think so. I think it'd just be just the pumpkins. I'd probably take the tops out and the guts out, you know, aww. But besides that, yeah. But I do have a great idea for our pumpkin this year. Well, my pumpkin mm-hmm. for this year. I'm not going to tell you yet. It's going to be a surprise. But yeah. Do you have any thoughts for your pumpkin yet? Because last year, your pumpkin was incredible. It was the, was last it year last was the Michael year? Myers one?
No. I think that was a couple years ago. That one was really good.
Yeah.
It's hard. What I'm realizing is you can't do intricate designs on pumpkins. You got to do something simple and big.
Well, you did a very intricate thing, though. Remember, when you did the... Maybe it wasn't Michael Myers. You did the one where like you can only see it at night.
Oh yeah,
that was,
but that one took was also the Michael Myers one. But yeah, you can't do too many details on these pumpkins unless you like preserve them and do all that bullshit. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, well, hey, you know what?
The best is a jack-o'-lantern face.
Whoa, I don't know what just happened there. I think we're still good.
Did it stop?
I don't know, everything just like cut out for a second. Hello, we're back. I think hello? We're back. Anyways, yes, the best, just original jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah.
Just simple. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Damn it. I lost my train of thought now.
Fuck. Dang it.
It's all right. Oh, you know what? Actually, this is what I was going to say was I did read this other article the other day, not the one that I'm going to share with you right after this, but I read this article and it was like, oh, that's so weird. Okay.
I didn't know. Hear anything.
No.
On this end.
Oh, you know what? It's probably my headphones.
The battery. Just turn off that thing.
That's exactly what it was.
If you turn off that thing, then it will stop.
Okay. It's because my battery's been in here for a long time. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So the article itself, it was, I think it will somewhat pertain to nudist. The article was like how to have more like sexy nights with your partner. Mm-hmm. But I took it more of like, how do you implement just like being a nudist with your partner? So they were saying like, oh, like play like a naked game night or play, watch a movie naked. One of theirs was like, go to, actually it wasn't even intimate. It was how to be naked more with your partner, which I think is like perfect for news. And they're like, oh, go have like a movie night, like out at like a campsite or something like that. You know, like obviously make sure it's secluded and you're not getting in trouble or anything, but like just set up like your phone in the car or something like that. But I just thought about right now, you know, it's a perfect nudist event. Carving pumpkins
naked.
Yes. Naked. Yeah. Cause you don't have to worry about getting pumpkin juice all over your clothes or anything like that. I don't know, but you know, we just love doing things naked. Speaking of articles, so I kind of read you a little tidbit earlier. But I found this article surprisingly from a climbing magazine. So at climbing.com. Actually, I will post the link because I want to give credit.
Give this credit where credit is due.
Exactly. To this climbing community. So as you guys know, I'm a rock climber. So I follow this climbing thing on Instagram, which is, what's their name? Just so I can give them some credit. It's Climbing Magazine. Oh, that was simple. Okay. So if you just follow Climbing Magazine, you'll find the article. But the title was Bare Naked Partners with Outsides, I think it's pronounced Gaia GPS, to map America's first unofficial nude-friendly trail system. Kind of just a little, I'm not gonna read the entire article.
Yeah.
But pretty much what they're doing is Bare Naked, it's a granola company, which I don't know if you guys ever tried. It's really, really good. Not a sponsor or anything, but I recommend it, especially because it says the word naked in it. So they partnered with Gaia GPS, which you can find on the Apple store. And they were saying that people now, I read this little part. So in partnership with Outside's Gaia GPS app, the granola brand is encouraging nude hikers to review trails for nude friendliness using a discreet emoji code system to evade those who oppose naked hiking. So nude friendly trails are going to be marked with a bear, a peach, and a check mark, meaning good to go. And non-friendly trails are marked with a bear, a peach, and an X. Hikers who take up this hashtag hike bare naked challenge are looking out for things like crowds, regulations, shade, poison oaks, bugs, and etc. to make their official determinations. Together, these trails make up America's first unofficial nude-friendly trail system. Which I thought was incredible. So
that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I used to try like finding all these different places, it's really hard. Like you had to like ask people or know somebody that knew something. But I don't know.
No, this is good.
So again, that app is called Gaia. It is
G-A-I-A.
Good job. Yeah. G-A-I-A GPS app. So that's on the App Store and the Apple Store and Google Play.
And then you search naked trails or bare naked trails.
So you can just, as of right now, it looks like you just search for trails in your area. And if you, so in the comment sections, if you see the bear,
the peach,
and the check mark, that means it's okay to hike naked there.
And X doesn't mark the spot.
And X does not mark the spot. Yes. So these are not pirates, obviously. but obviously this is, it's an unofficial system. So just letting you guys know, it's not that this is like legal or anything.
Perfect.
It's not perfect. So still do your research, but hopefully this will help the community, you know,
find some more naked
spots. Yeah. And there's nothing better than hiking naked. You know what I mean? And speaking of hiking naked, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, going to Oktoberfest at Olivedale Ranch.
What is Oktoberfest?
Family nudist resort. We go on a naked beer hike along the nature trail and sample different brewskis.
And you have picked a shitload of great brewskis. It's
over 20 brewskis. And for my gluten friend freeze out there, gluten-free friends.
That's a tongue twister.
Yes. gluten-free friends, I have some beverages for you as well. So don't feel excluded. I also have some non-alcoholic standard root, not standard, just root beers from around the U.S. that they can sample as well.
Yeah. Where do you have any examples of where some of these root beers have come yet? Or off the top of your head, if not, no big deal.
No, I just know they're from around the USA.
Yeah. Oh, that's fine.
And they look pretty cool.
Yeah. No, I think
number one look good.
Number
one. Just kidding. Number one look good.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an incredible event. I'm super excited for it. I'm super happy. Last year and the year before that and the year before that, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And hopefully, you know, we're expecting a lot more people this year. And I get it. Most people, maybe some people who listen to this podcast, they probably don't even live close to here. But this gives you some encouragement that if you do have a nudist resort next to you and they have hiking trails, maybe you can get with the membership and you can see about maybe doing your own Oktoberfest beer hike.
Yeah, or doing your own activity, whatever you're into.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a great time. For those of you who are coming, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, not a big deal. You can check out our Instagram and our Twitter has the link posted for non-members. You just pretty much get a package deal. It's awesome. It's easy. Mm-hmm. That way you just show up to the door. They let you in. You come down. You just start hanging out with us and partying. For people who want to pay once they get here because they're already members or something like that, just come on in. Come down to the table. We're going to have tickets ready for you guys. Tickets do shut down at...
Are we doing 2 p.m.?
2 p.m. Okay. And we do have a cutoff of 70 people. So unfortunately, like we said in the last podcast, we have to budget for 70 people and we don't know exactly how many people are coming. So anyways, that part's not a big deal. We will figure it out. It's all about everybody just coming together, having a great time, doing some exercising while you're not
sipping some brewskis.
Just sipping some brewskis. And it's a great deal, you know? Alrighty. Oh, I've been holding this in since last Friday. So, as you know, I'm not really a big fan of scary movies.
I thought you loved scary movies.
I love and I hate them. I love to judge them. I have a Blake scale. Scale of 1 to 10, you know, 10 out of 10 being the
really
best.
Really scary?
Really scary. Good movie, good story. So, my biggest problem is I just don't, it's the storylines. It's like, most of the scary movies out there are predictable, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, yeah, they're going to die. Oh, he's behind the door. You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I saw a movie the other day called,
Cabin? You don't even remember? You don't remember what it's called?
Nope, I do remember. It's called Knock at the Cabin. Let's see here. Okay. Okay. So I watched this movie called Knock at the Cabin. It just came out 2023. It's by M. Night Shyamalan. And
Shyamalan.
And listen, I've seen a couple of his movies, right? What's another scary movie he has?
Signs.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
That's all that comes to mind.
Okay. I think it has an alien movie too. I haven't seen it yet.
Isn't that Signs?
Oh, okay. Then yeah, that one. Anyways, this movie, you can watch it, don't watch it, whatever. I'm not going to spoil it. I could spoil it a little bit. Does it matter?
It came out this year?
Came out this year. Mm. It came out, I think, just like a month ago, or 2 months ago. Let's see, what day did it come out?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler. If you're going to see it and you haven't seen it yet, me personally, I don't know. It wasn't really scary. So long story short, what happens is that there's like this family. Okay. It's two husbands and their daughter. Okay. And they're in this cabin in the woods. And all of a sudden this guy comes to the girl and he's like, hey, what's up? Like, you want to be my friend? And at first you're like, whoa, this is weird. Like, where the hell did this guy even come from? And then the little girl's like, oh, yeah, like, I don't talk to strangers. Anyways, not the point. The point is that all of a sudden there's three other people, including that guy. And this guy is jacked. I think he was a UFC fighter, but now he's an actor or like does both. Mm-hmm. Anyways, not the point. So all of a sudden the guy's like, hey, little girl, you have to go like to your family and be like, these guys or these people are coming into the house and you need to open the door. Mm-hmm. And they're all, and she's all like, no, I don't want to be your friend anymore. So she runs away and she's like, lock the door. Anyways. Okay. So then, shit just gets weird. Okay. It's about, I'm not even going to say anything or everything, but I'll say some things. It's about like this whole apocalypse is going to happen. And then if the family doesn't do something, which I won't tell you what it is, if the family doesn't do something, then like the world's going to burn and the world's going to get flooded and the world's going to get like zapped by like lightning bolts. And you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then like every time they don't do the thing that they ask them to do, mm-hmm. then like one of them like kills themselves. And it's just, I don't know. Like it was like a lot to like wrap your head around. And at the end of it, you're like, okay, yeah, obviously that happened.
Weird.
You know what I mean?
It's almost like that Black Mirror episode.
Which one? Remind me again.
It's the very last one of the new season. She doesn't kill. It's like the end of the world.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I forgot about that one. I'm still trying to blank on it. I'm still blanking on it a little bit. But anyways, again, it was like, okay, so I watched it at work and everybody at work's like, oh my God, this is going to be like the best movie ever, like whatever. And all of a sudden,
Did they like it?
Everybody else? No. Everybody at the end of it were like, all right, cool. We just wasted like 2 hours of our lives. Like we could have been sleeping. You know what I mean? But anyways, maybe somebody will like it. I don't know. Because there's a lot of movies that I don't like that a lot of people do like.
That's very true. You know?
So it's like whatever you're looking for, maybe that's exactly what you're looking for. But for me personally, not a fan. Mm. But we did watch a scary movie the other day.
An older scary movie.
Yes, which I should have seen.
Almost 20 years old.
Is it really? Oh, yeah.
96, I think, believe. Jeez.
Yeah, I should have watched it a long time ago. So I watched Scream for the first time the other day.
The first one.
Yeah, and that was a really good movie. I liked it. It was a great storyline.
Why was it good?
So I liked
it. Great storyline.
Okay, great storyline. And like you...
Not that predictable?
Not that predictable.
If you've never seen it.
If you've never seen it, exactly. You know what I mean? And I feel like, too, because this is what happens a lot, is you'll watch a trailer... And if you watch the trailer, you see everything. You're like, oh, that's the killer right there.
Did we watch the trailer?
No, but I feel like if I was even watch that trailer, then I would have been like, who the fuck is it? You know?
And you like the comic relief in it.
Yes, I did. Comic relief. I liked also that even though I'm not really a fan of the 90s, I like that it was like, you can like laugh at it, like, look at these nerds. You know what I mean? Like, it was pretty cool. But, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a good movie. I hear that there's four other ones or five other ones, something like that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of sequels.
I think we have a lot of work to do, you and I. But I have a lot of catching up to do on a lot of movies. I just watched John Wick for the first time the other day, the first one. And every time I tell it to somebody, they're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Because there's like five of those now.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just never really been.
There's so many movies.
There are. And you know what's weird too is like sometimes me and you, we'll be sitting down and we're like, oh, what are we going to watch? And we're just like scrolling through hundreds of movies. And you're like, there's nothing to watch.
I don't know about nothing, but I get overwhelmed with the scrolling. I'm like, can't I just find one that I want to watch like now? I don't want to scroll through like 20. I just want to scroll through like five.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I know. Or just have it. You know what? Actually, now that I think about it, it has a feature now that's like pick for me. Mm. I didn't even think about that. That's what we should do.
Yes.
Because, okay, this is the other thing too. Because when you're going to choose a movie, what, like, for you personally, what are, like, your, like, when you see the screen, the time, like, what's the thing that catches your eye that makes you want to watch it? Like, without watching the trailer?
I guess it depends on the genre.
Okay.
But.
So, say you're trying to watch a scary movie.
Scary movie. Yeah. Probably, like, the picture.
The picture, like which picture is the scariest?
Yeah, well, when you're scrolling, like the feature picture has to look enticing. Like, oh, that's scary, I don't even want to look at it. And then mm-hmm. you read the description, you're like, oh, that sounds scary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think that's kind of how I am too.
I think those are the first two things. And then if the trailer starts playing, you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah. Dude, especially when you're just like when you get scared of the trailer.
Yeah.
Because usually like a lot of people close their eyes when they're getting scared. I close my ears because I think like hearing shit is like scarier than actually seeing it. You know, like even like when I went to, I've only been to Not Scary Farm, I think twice in my life. Mm-hmm. Not a fan because I get too scared. But the whole time I have my hands over my ears. So anyways, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Peace out.
Bye. all right. So that was just our little tidbit for that. We wanted to bring up our last thing for this episode is our nudist of the week.
I nominate Blake Wood.
I nominate you.
Why am I the nudist of the week?
Because nobody else said anything. I'm just kidding. So we actually don't have an official nudist of the week from the people. I choose you as the nudist of the week because I feel like you are a true nudist as far as like you're like clothed and practical, nude when possible.
That's what makes somebody a true nudist. I think you're a true nudist because you always just want to find where you can be naked. We're acceptable. It's not acceptable. Like,
yeah. I'm not just like on a subway or
you're
something.
You're like at the gas station, you know? Mm.
Which would be cool. If I could be naked at a gas station, I would be.
Yeah, where it wasn't a crime. For yeah. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
But yeah, you just love being naked in nature.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. Well, let's Rochambeau for who's going to be between the two of us. Who's going to be.
Shambo.
You ever heard of Rochambeau?
No, I thought it was rock, a paper, drink. Scissors?
Is Rochambeau a drink?
I have no idea.
Oh, all right. Well, here we go. Ready? Rock, paper, scissors. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you do it like that.
Wait.
So it's rock, paper, scissors, and then go. You do your sign.
Oh, shoot. Right,
ready?
Okay.
Paper, scissors. No. 1, 2, 3, and then shoot.
All right.
Ready? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh. Shoot. Oh.
I won.
Elizabeth is nudist of the week.
Woo, woo.
I forgot that I added these sounds. Great job, Elizabeth. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Also, thank you for respecting all beings and things.
And thank you for doing the same.
You're welcome. Well, I love you very much, and I'm excited for this weekend. So, yeah. You guys, thank you guys very much to people who DM'd us and emailed us. Please ask questions if you have anything to say about the show, if you guys have any suggestions for anything, if you guys have somebody that you think should be nudist of the week, we will shout them out. We won't say their name if you don't want us to, but we'll at least shout something out. Anyways, guys, thank you for so much for listening, and we will see you guys on another day.
On Monday. And thank you, Blake.
Thank you, Elizabeth. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Bye.